This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. You probably recognize that music. That's the Liberty Bell by John Philip Sousa. But if it's familiar to you, it's probably because that's also the opening music for Monty Python's Flying Circus. The show was short-lived. It aired in the UK from 1969 to 1974, but the influence of the group on comedy is often compared to the Beatles' influence on music. Tonight, the five surviving Pythons will gather at New York City's Ziegfeld Theater to mark the 40th anniversary of the TV show's debut, and they'll receive a special award from the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. So maybe you're not a fan. If so, you're probably wondering, what's all the fuss about? Who else could write a six-minute sketch about processed meat products? Who else would? Even if you don't like the jokes, most Americans have heard the Lumberjack song or seen something from the Ministry of Silly Walks. Monty Python's Flying Circus was a wickedly smart, completely absurd stream of consciousness, such as the world had never seen before.
That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I bought it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
The Norwegian blue prefers kipping on its back. It's a beautiful bird, lovely plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot, and I discovered that the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
These six guys threw out all the rules of traditional comedy. In fact, Python-esque even found its way into the dictionary to describe a surreal or absurd brand of humor. Only in Python could a man spend 7 minutes trying to buy cheese, pay 50 quid for an argument, or be constantly interrupted by the cronies of Torquemada.
Mr. Wentworth just told me to come in here and say that there was trouble at the mill, that's all. I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise are two weapons. Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency are three weapons. Our fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope are four. No. Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear. I'll come in again.
Just 45 TV episodes and a few movies, but their campy, preposterous humor is now part of American culture. Three of the six Python members are included in the list of the 50 greatest comedians of all time. This is actor-writer Simon Pegg of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz fame.
And I just remember watching it as a 15-year-old kid and just loving the fact that they found it funny and they were enjoying it and seeing them having such enormous fun just dressing up as old women and being utterly batty.
And our own Femi Oke found that overseas, expatriates can even find common ground in one another's Monty Python memories.
There's not a lot of Americans in Dubai, but there's tons of Brits. The Brits are everywhere, and Monty Python is like currency. If you can talk Monty Python, you can talk to any British person. It's fantastic stuff. So if I'm stuck in a meeting with people and don't really know how to break the ice, you can always start talking Monty Python.
And as crazy as Monty Python humor was, they also weren't afraid to push the boundaries and dance on the edge of controversy. In a classic parody of the movie Spartacus, their film The Life of Brian ends with the main character hanging from a cross while nearby victims break into song. 40 years old today, a tip of the derby to Monty Python for teaching us that nothing is sacred, everything can be funny, and we're often at our best when we're laughing at ourselves.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Ain't